want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is Haitian bouillon. A lady and her lady friend watched as I asked the young girl, wiping down the dining table, where we could sit. She seemed almost too shy to answer. The lady at a nearby table, wearing a brightly colored print dress, who was evidently hosting her older friend, said, "I think she means you can sit anywhere," and gently laughed. She looked over her glasses and exclaimed, "The bouillon is very good here." She held up her near-empty bowl to show me. I asked her if she cooked it at her home. She smiled broadly and said, "Yes." And for a moment, she looked about as shy as the young girl working in the humble dining room in North Miami. She added, "But I don't eat pork, so I don't make it like that. I keep it kosher." My wife, Janet, and I had not been to this Haitian restaurant yet, but I'd read some good words about it, and despite what one person who eats fast food in our country's Oval Office has to say, we came to this place purposefully to admire the cultural richness and spirit of Haiti. Initially, Janet was curious about a menu item simply marked as goat stew. The young server, now overcoming her reticent demeanor, said, "It's good," but then came back to tell me it was going to have to stew another hour or so. We didn't have that kind of time, so we went with the bouillon. As we watched, a line of local people came to get their food to go. The men sat passively, quietly, with their hands cupped in their laps, being patient as saints. The celebrated author, Edwige Dondicott, was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Her work touches me deeply. I had the great pleasure of interviewing her a few years ago and also breaking bread with her at an awards ceremony for our books. Clearly, I am way out of her league at fiction, but she does enjoy my cooking. She was interviewed by Nancy Raquel Mirabal, and within that, I was enlightened to read the following. Food is home, regardless of whether we are there or not. It travels with us as seamlessly as language, personal histories, and the faded photographs of the houses, people, and lives we leave behind. How we prepare food, the ingredients we find and we cannot find, the spices we covet and the ones we use instead, the smells we remember and the recipes we forget, are all part of what we take with us and what we leave behind. It reveals who we are and what we care about. It can even speak for us when words fail. Gratefully, I've never found words fail the gifted and empowering writer she is. When the steaming hot bouillon arrived, I looked deeply in the bowl to learn what I could about the composition of this Haitian staple dish. I eyed beef on the bone, tomato, plantains, a gravy-rich sauce, yuca, carrots, and a dumpling. I learned later that dumpling is called boy. We also ordered black rice. I hit mine with a spicy cabbage concoction known to Haitians and lovers of Haitian cuisine as picles. This is the cooking of a thrifty and soulful people, people who know how to feed the family despite scarcity and little and often no help from outside. I'm Norman Van Aken. That's my word on food.